Hello.
Hi. My name is George. I'm calling from Opinion Research, a private market research firm. We are conducting a short public opinion survey in your community, and we'd like to get your opinions, and your answers will remain confidential. Are you or is anyone in your household a reporter, an appointed or elected official, or active in any political campaign?
No.
And thank you for taking my call. With the following, I would like to ask you, thinking ahead, which of the following best describes how you would vote in the general elections for president, U.S. Senate, a Michigan State Legislature, and local issues on Tuesday, November the 5th? I am definitely going to vote. I am very likely to vote. Or I am someone likely to vote.
Definitely going to vote.
What is your age?
Senior.
Are you between 36, 45, 46, 55? 56, 65, or over 65?
Over 65.
And thank you again for your patience. Generally speaking, would you say that things in Grand Traverse County are going in the right direction, or have they gone off on the wrong track?
In our county?
Yes, sir. In Traverse County?
I'd say they've gone off track.
When voters go to the polls to vote for candidates for office, there are sometimes proposals that are also on the ballot for voters to decide. You will now be asked about a proposal that may appear on the ballot this November. Please indicate how you would vote on it. The proposal is called Proposal for Non-Motorized Trails, Millage, and the ballot reads, shall the County of Grand Traverse impose a new property tax of 0.65 mil cents per 1,000 of taxable value for a period of 10 years to provide funding for the acquisition, planning, maintaining, construction, and enhancement of non-motorized trails within the county. This millage will raise an estimated $4.3 million in the first year. If the elections were held today, would you vote yes in favor or no against this proposal?
No.
Definitely no or probably? No.
Definitely no.
Since the ballot language can sometimes be difficult to understand, you will now be asked again about this proposal in a simpler way. This proposal would dedicate public funds to maintaining existing trails and plan and construct new trails in Grand Traverse County for public use. It would be paid for by a slight property tax increase. Knowing this, would you vote yes in favor or no against this proposal?
No.
Definitely no or probably no?
Definitely no.
Now, if you knew this proposal would cost the average homeowner about $90 per year for the next 10 years, would you vote yes in favor of this proposal or no against this proposal?
No.
Definitely no or probably no?
Definitely no.
As I mentioned, this proposal would raise about $4.3 million per year over 10 years to maintain 16 trails and plans and construct new trails in Grand Traverse County. It would cost the average homeowner about $90 per year. Keeping this in mind, which of the following comes closest to your opinion? Here's the first one. I prefer this proposal raise less money to maintain existing trails and plan and construct new trails about $3.3 million per year, which would cost the average homeowner about $70 per year. Or I prefer this proposal raise more money to maintain existing trails and plan and construct new trails about $5 million per year, which would cost the average owner about $105 per year. Or I am fine with the current proposal, which would raise about $4.3 million per year and cost the average homeowner about $90 per year. Or I oppose this proposal regardless of how much money would be raised to maintain existing trails and plan and construct new trails. Which one comes closest to your opinion?
The last one. Oppose everything.
And thank you again for your patience. From the following list, Which issue should your local elected officials in Grand Traverse County focus on most to help you and your family? Here's the first one. Protecting water quality and water supply. Controlling growth and development. Holding the line on property taxes and reducing government spending. Reducing traffic and congestion. Fighting crime and drugs and improving public safety. Dealing with inflation and the cost of things like groceries and gas. Making housing more affordable. Protecting natural areas and wildlife habitat. Improving local roads and infrastructure. Improving public education and local schools. Which one do you think would help you most, you and your family?
Reduce the government spending.
Okay. And thank you again for your patience. With the following, I would like to ask you.
Yeah. Hello.
Yes, I'm here, sir. I'm just waiting for the next. There we go. Okay, now you will now be given a list of organizations in the Grand Traverse County that you may be familiar with. Please indicate if you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion of each. And if you have no opinion or have never heard of each, you can indicate that as well. Here's the first one. Grand Traverse County Government. Very favorable to you? Somewhat favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable?
It's favorable.
Your city or township government? Very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable?
Favorable.
Very or somewhat?
Somewhat.
Traverse area, recreation and transportation trails, also known as TART trails.
What do you want to know about it?
Very favorable to you, somewhat favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable?
Somewhat favorable.
And do you think Grand Traverse County is growing and developing too fast, too slow, or about right?
Too fast.
If approved by voters, this proposal would authorize the Grand Traverse County Board of Commissioners to spend these taxpayers' funds on projects to maintain existing trails and plan and construct new trails. Knowing this, would you say that you trust or do not trust the Grand Traverse County Board of Commissioners to spend these dollars wisely?
First of all, we already said we didn't support that.
We don't trust.
We don't trust.
Definitely do not trust or probably do not trust?
Probably don't.
Now, there are a number of ways that the money could be spent for this project to maintain existing trails and plan and construct new trails in Grand Traverse County. Please indicate if you approve or disapprove of each of the following ways to spend this money. Here's the first one, to increase accessibility to natural areas and open spaces. Do you strongly approve it, somewhat approve, somewhat disapprove, or strongly disapprove?
This is the same thing we've been talking about. I disapprove strongly.
Okay. To provide trails for walking, hiking, jogging, and bicycling. Do you strongly approve, somewhat approve, somewhat disapprove, or strongly disapprove?
Strongly disapprove.
To plan and construct new trails.
Nope. Disapproved.
To protect open space from residential and commercial development. Excuse me, sir?
I don't know what to say about that one. What is the gamut here to try to protect open space?
To protect open space from residential and commercial development.
And this is the whole Grand Traverse County?
Grand Traverse County, yes.
I disapprove.
To improve connectivity for residents between schools, workplace, shops, and parks.
I'm losing focus here, guys. This is it's taking too long, and I'm in the car now driving. So,
well,
how much
is
more
there?
Do you have?
Oh, I do have a couple more questions. But is there somebody else sitting on the other side next to you that can take the call?
No, we're done, I think.
Okay.
Thanks so much.
Well, thank you for taking my call. Have a good day.